At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hello and welcome to episode 23 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast. I am your host, Josh Applebaum. How's everybody doing? Happy Wednesday, guys. We got a ton to get to today. We're going to talk about World Series Game 7, winner take all, Nats, Astros. It's been crazy. We've seen the road team win all six games this series, and that is the first time, can you believe it or not, the first time a road, basically a series has been won every single game by the road team in a major U.S. sport in the history of major U.S. playoff series sports. So just insane. Can the Nats do it tonight? Can they make it 7-0? We'll talk about that. We also got a big day in the NBA. Huge NBA slate, guys. I was just breaking on all the numbers today. I think we have a ton of value in the NBA. It was awesome last night. We were 2-0 with our unders. So we got a couple more sharp unders we'll hit on for tonight. Got NHL. Couple NHL plays, six-game NHL slate, so we'll talk about a few of those. We'll also talk about the importance of bet to risk, not win. We saw that come through. Tampa Bay was a sharp play that lost, but they're laying a big number, and that's why we always bet to risk, not bet to win. Then we'll wrap it up a little bit with some college football. I want to brush up on a couple college football games. Keep that in the back of our mind. We have a big weekend ahead. It's already week 10, if you can believe it or not. And we do have a Thursday night game for tomorrow. Then we got a ton of big games for the weekend. The big one I want to hit on is Georgia-Florida, because we are seeing a massive sharp play in that huge game, biggest game of the weekend. So we'll hit on that. But before we get started, want to just remind everyone, we do have our awesome Point Spread Weekly magazine out today. Just got released. So much great info. We have basically covering NFL Week 9, College Football Week 10. We got expert best bets, power ratings. Michael Lombardi just put out his first power ratings in the NFL, so great new article Michael Lombardi's doing. We got team reports, trends, NBA stuff, college hoop stuff, everything you can ever want. And it's only $9.99. Remember, you can get the all-access subscription for only $99. It'll cover you now, get you every Points Spread Weekly magazine, get you that afternoon email with all the best bets from Paulie and Mitch and Maddie Humans and all the sharp guys at VSiN, and also get you all the replays so you can watch and rewind and check out all the VSiN programming. But the other thing here, I did have an article in Points Spread Weekly out today really honored to contribute one article a week to this magazine. But I know we've been talking a lot about NHL, rest first tired, how to take advantage of rest first tired spots. So I have an article there. It basically breaks it down in depth. You've heard me talk about it a lot in the podcast, but if you want to, you know, an example, you can bookmark and, you know, print out or do whatever you want with. Just have it on your, you know, have it on hand. It is in that Points for Weekly magazine, so take a look. And reminder, you can get the Points for Weekly magazine at vsin.com/subscribe. So without further ado, let's get after it, guys. Reminder, housekeeping, always got to mention it. Make sure you're on Twitter. Twitter is key for betting on sports. Constant updates. You can build a gambling community. I have a chapter in my book about, you know, basically gambling Twitter. It's there's pros and cons. There's a lot of you know, we're a special breed, us bettors, and there's a lot of you know, vitriol, and there's a lot of back and forth, but there's also a lot of positivity. You can build a community. I think what I like about it most is communicating, direct messaging to people I respect and talking to you guys, getting source plays, but really the immediacy of, okay, a guy has been rolled out. Like, we'll talk about when we get to the NBA, but earlier today I was loving. I got real lucky here, but I locked up the Utah Jazz at -2.5 because I love that play. It's a fade the Trinity dog play. Everyone's on Clippers. Lions moving to Jazz 1.5 to 2.5, and then boom, Kawhi Leonard is ruled out. So seeing that line go all the way up to 6.5, and I got that on Twitter. And the minute I saw it break on Twitter, I had about 30 seconds to a minute before all the lines changed. So again, the importance of being on Twitter and getting those constant updates, especially with injuries. Really, really important. But remember, follow at VSIN Live on Twitter. You can find me at Josh_Insights. I've been getting a ton of emails from you guys, which is awesome. People introducing themselves, giving me great feedback about the podcast. I'm replying to as many as I can. If I haven't replied to you yet, don't worry. I'm getting there. My inbox is it's pretty flooded. I'm getting there, and I will reply to everyone, so just give me some time. I'll get there. But again, let's get after it, guys. Big Wednesday. I want to start off with World Series game number 7. So obviously, winner take all, just incredible series that we've seen in baseball. And we have a crazy game 7 here. Winner wins the World Series, loser goes home in devastating fashion. But kind of just a breakdown here. You know, we did see last night, huge dog cash with Washington. Man, I feel like Washington just keeps cashing as a dog. It's crazy. I did have a great spot on Houston there, so I couldn't get that one. But shout out to anyone who took that big plus money spot with the Nats. Great, great game. Also, we were talking about the over. We're talking about how 7.5 down to 7, that contrarian over 7 had a lot of value. So I don't know if anyone took the 7. I laid off, but you did cash that over, which was nice to see. And we did talk about how Sam Ulbrich, big over guy. And, man, what a crazy bleep show that was with Trey Turner running up the line. And thank God Rendon hit that homer, because if the Nats had lost that game and if Houston had won that game and won the World Series, you would never hear the end of it. And poor Dave Martinez, guy's got a heart issue and almost just freaking went just apeshit, and hopefully he didn't have another heart attack. But that's baseball, man. Baseball is just a crazy sport. And it was funny hearing John Smoltz try to explain that. But got a big game tonight, guys. Obviously, burying the lead, you know. But got a great pitching matchup here. Max Scherzer going up against Zach Greinke. Now, this one is interesting because Max Scherzer, he was 11-7, 2.92 ERA in the regular season. He's been great in the postseason, 3-0, 2.16 ERA. He led the Nats to a 5-4 victory in the series opener. Went 5 innings with 7 strikeouts, only gave up 2 runs. But he is coming off a neck injury, and he's actually warming up in the bullpen last night. So Scherzer setting him up for a Curt Schilling, Bloody Sock, heroic pitcher team to World Series title after an injury. So a lot of drama in that situation there. He's going up against Zach Greinke. Greinke had a great regular season. He's 18-5, 2.93 ERA. But he struggled this postseason, 0-2, 5.30 ERA. The Astros did win his Game 3 start 4-1, but he only went 4 2/3 innings, gave up only 1 run, 6 strikeouts. But I think he left a couple men on base. They could have been worse, but that's your matchup for today. Now, this game opened Houston a -130-ish favorite, -135, -138, actually closer to -140. We've seen this line fall a little bit toward Washington, so I think Washington had some value here. I think I'm taking a shot on Washington. They match a bunch of systems, dogs off a win. We talk about our short playoff dogs, so Washington opened around +125, and they're still plus 123. Some books are closer to plus 127. But basically, you have kind of a line freeze. Bets are about split. And the good system on Washington is you look at these short playoff dogs where they are plus 140 or less. They're an even 137 and 137 since 2005. But remember, getting those dog payouts, you're up 27 units. So good historical match there with Washington. You know, you do have this crazy thing about these road teams continuing to win. I don't think you want to bet the road team just because of that. I think at some point it's got to regress to the mean. But again, gambler's fallacy, you say, you can look at it one of two ways. Gambler's fallacy says road teams are winning, so they got to keep winning, so bet the Nats. Or you can say road teams keep winning, and that's way out of the historical norm, and it's bound to regress and go Houston. But then again, it may not. So I don't think there's a clear advantage there either way, but I do think Washington playing a little house money. I mean, all the pressure here is on Houston. You know, everyone's expected them to win since day one. Mattress Mac, just incredible. The guy keeps putting down millions and millions. Must have one hell of a bankroll. I don't know if anyone lives in Houston, but he must have the best furniture store ever. Guy's amassed a freaking Richie Rich bank account like I've never seen before. But, yeah, Washington in that, you know, road dog spot, in that undervalued spot. Again, they're playing with house money. All the pressure's on Houston. Now, if you look historically, I was digging deep into Game 7s in Major League Baseball, and we look since 2005, Game 7s, World Series, ALCS, NLCS. There's been 10 games. There's been 10 Game 7s, either ALCS, NLCS, or World Series. And in those 10 games, there's not a huge edge. Dogs are 5-5. Favorites are 5-5. Dogs are slightly profitable. You know, they're around plus 1.03 units. Favorites are down about one unit. You know, that's just because those dogs are getting the plus money payout. So, really even. But again, dogs are getting the plus money. So, we talk, you know, we'll get into this at some point. But hockey, game sevens, you know, you do see an edge here, I believe, toward road teams. So, you do have this little bit of an edge, but really not really 5-5. But plus money goes to the dog. Same thing with home and road teams, right down the middle. Road teams 5-5, home teams 5-5. But those road teams are up about a unit. Those home teams are down a unit because those road teams are typically dogs getting plus money. So really nothing crazy edge either way, but tiny bit to the dog, tiny bit to the road team, getting plus money in a coin flip game 7. I do see value there. To me, it's more of how the line is moving because, you know, you can look at all these trends, but okay, who are the sharps taking? And I did want to mention real quick sharp money. What is sharp money? Because I got a question about this. Great question from one of the podcast viewers and listeners. And they're like, oh, what do you mean by sharp money? You know, what I mean by sharp money is basically money coming from bettors, professional bettors, who win at a high rate, have a long track record of success. Typically, they're putting big amounts of money on these games. And basically, they're the ones moving the lines. So typically, they are putting down big amounts. You know, a common thing is a dime bettor. A dime bettor is someone who bets $1,000 a game. A nickel bettor, you know, is $500 a game. But basically, sharp guys, you know, they have been doing it a long time. The books know who they are. They have the respect of the books. You know, they're putting down big amounts. However, it's not strictly based on the amount of money. You know, typically, your wise guys are betting big money anyway. However, I gave this example, you know, before in a podcast, but it was years ago. It was Floyd Mayweather against Conor McGregor. That was a pros versus shows matchup. But basically, Floyd Mayweather, every once in a while you hear him bet, you know, $1 million on the Warriors or $1 million on a game here and there. He can bet $1 million and the line may not move at all. It may move a couple cents to the juice. You would think, oh, you know, liability. Aren't the books going to move it big because they took in that big amount? Not really, because it's not just about the amount of money. It's about who the money is coming from. So Floyd Mayweather can bet $1 million, but because he's a square and doesn't win at a high rate, books may not bat an eye on that. But if a wise guy betting a dime, betting, you know, 5K, 10K, he could move a line because the books, you know, they know, especially if you bet online, but if you walk up to the window, unless you have number runners, which are, you know, back in the day, an old thing where, you know, basically before technology, you'd have a sharp guy pay a young kid to walk up with a boatload of cash and basically hide their identity. That way the books don't know who it's coming from. But basically today, nowadays, books know who the bettors are, and they know that if they take in big money from a respected guy, that's going to move a number, whereas an average Joe really isn't going to move a number. And again, sharp money, it's coming from bettors with an edge. These guys aren't novices. They're not casual bettors. They put a ton of research into these games. They set their own lines. They're betting with an edge. They're betting numbers, not teams. They're fearless, but they're disciplined. So sharp money, you always want to be with sharp money. That's, you know, if the podcast ends today and a meteor hits Earth and you can only remember one thing in sports betting, always be with the sharp money. Are sharps going to lose? They are. Yeah, it's not an exact science. It's betting. It's gambling. Anything can happen. There's an element of luck that is involved in betting. But over the long run, remember, we're not here to get rich quick overnight. We're here to grind, because getting rich quick overnight, it's a pipe dream. It doesn't happen. And if you expect to get rich quick overnight in sports betting, it's not going to happen. However, if you embrace the grinding, I can't stress that enough. You guys are my grinders, and once you embrace that, that's what's going to really, you know, turn you a profit over time, over the long run. So just keep that in mind. But back to Washington, Houston. You do see some value here on Washington. Road dog, short dog, dog off a win. All the pressure's on Houston. The other kind of caveat here is if you look toward the officials, Jim Wolf is the home plate ump. Home teams with Jim Wolf, they're down around 25 units since 2005. So he does trend to the road team there. You also got, I kind of like the element of Washington being pissed off, missing that call yesterday, and just, oh, screw them, we're going to win anyway. Just kind of an added motivation, do it for Davey Martinez. Again, you don't want to bet base because of that, but I do keep that in the back of my head. Long story short, I see value here more on grabbing the plus money than laying it. So I'm taking a shot on Washington. Now, the total's been interesting. Public's all over the over. It opened at 7.5, juiced up to the under, and it's actually moved a little bit to the over. So it's juiced up under minus 120. Now it's over minus 115. It's still at 7.5. Now you take a look at World Series overs. You do have a good edge here. You know, just looking historically, when the over is 7.5, or when the total is 7.5 or less in the World Series, the over is 30-23. It's 57%. And it's also 3-0 this year. So keep that in mind. I do know a lot of wise guys who like the under a lot here. So I have some conflicting data. You know, based on the way the juice is moving, the way it's moving up, tells me that they have taken a little bit of smart money on the over. But I see more value on Washington at this point than on the total. Let's flip over to a little NBA. Let's talk NBA, guys. We got a ton of NBA to get to. I want to fly through a bunch of the games here. But first off, who's loving these unders, man? These unders are a sweat and a half. Great under hit last night with the Hawks and the Heat and the Grizzlies-Lakers. That one was great, too. It looked bad in the first quarter. Then it looked great second and third quarter. And then fourth quarter, they scored a ton of points, and I started to get nervous if you stay up late and sweat that game with me. But that was huge. They were able to come through to the under. So, again, you're going to hear me talk a lot about unders. You guys are going to learn to love unders if you haven't already. Number one with unders, in a vacuum, they have value because public wants to bet an over. NBA is a public sport. You can take advantage of shaded numbers. The key here is looking at totals where you have an under that's contrarian, public's on an over, yet it falls, divisional unders that drop, under referees, you know, tired situations. Those are really the spots that we're going to look for. So a couple games I want to hit on, guys. Before we get to all our good unders, one game that really caught my eye, which is crazy, is the Knicks and the Magic. Okay, if you are bold and you want to take a shot on a really, really wise guy play tonight, pull over to the side of the road. Laying 9.5 with the Magic is a really, really sharp play tonight. This game opened at Magic -8.5. You have 2/3 of bets, if not more, on the Knicks. If you take a look, you know, Knicks are 1-3. Orlando's 1-2. Knicks are actually 3-1 against the spread. Orlando's 0-3 against the spread. Orlando is coming off loss against Toronto. They lost against Atlanta before. Knicks are off a win against Chicago. However, public is all over the Knicks. This game opened pretty high at 8.5. It's gotten up to 9.5. Some books are even at 10. You know, 9.5 laying with the Magic, it looks crazy, but this is an ultimate fade the trendy dog spot. Everyone is all over the Knicks. How can you not grab the points with the Knicks? I see like a 12-point win with the Magic here. So laying the number, reverse line move to Magic, fade the trendy dog, contrarian favorite. That is a real wise guy play on the Magic. Let's keep cruising. A couple other games. Wanted to hit on the Timberwolves 76ers. This is a 7 o'clock game as well. I think you have some value here on the under. Now, it's moved a lot, which worries me, but it did open at 226. It's now down to 223. This is one that I would kind of wait on, see if it ticks back up, because you've lost a lot of value here. So maybe you'll have some square betting, push it back up late. But did see Sharps hammer that Philly under 226 as soon as it came out, and they also hit the under 225. So now 222.5, that's moved a lot. Again, it may not matter. That's kind of the way it goes sometimes. But I do see that really sharp underplay, but I would wait and caution, you know, see if you can get back up to at least 223.5 if you're going to take a shot on that T-Wolves under. Keep cruising. Pacers-Nets. Here's a really wise guy under, guys. Take a look. Pacers-Nets, 7:30 game. You have ticket count about even, a little bit to the over, but heavy, heavy smart money on the under. This is a wise guy under. Pacers-Nets open at 220.5. It's down to 219.5. So you've seen this line fall. Some books are even at 219 even. Your best play here was under 220.5. Do have a good under ump, Bill Spooner. So this is another wise guy play to the under. Now, if you're dying to sweat an over, I try to limit my overs, man. Overs kind of annoy me. I think you can pick your spots, but I just have way more success with unders than I do overs. That being said, the Bucks-Celtics over does have some stuff that we do like if you want to sweat that game. Again, remember, overs, you're assuming more risk than unders, but this is going to be a 7:30 primetime game. You do have about 80% of bets on the over, but I think it's not just square, it's a little sharp. Total has risen 222 to 223.5. Some books are at 224, and I did see wise guys hit the over at 223. So that's one to keep in mind. These are, you know, two high-scoring teams. The Celtics may end up being an inflated contrarian play. You have this game opening at Bucks minus 2.5. It's gotten up to 3. Some books open at Bucks minus 2. They're up to 3. You can get 3.5 with the Celtics. I like that value. They're going to be at home. They're only getting 1 out of 4 bets. That's going to be a little bit of an inflated line spot. Just keep an eye on that one. Another over that caught my eye. Again, tread lightly like Walter White with these overs, but Rockets-Wizards, that's an 8 o'clock game. You have 2/3 of bets on the over, but also heavy money. Total open at 230.5. It's up to 233.5. So again, it gets dicey when you're betting these really high overs. But you see it with the Warriors the other night. It cruised over no matter what. Sharps did hit the over at around 231. And you did have a couple over refs. Kevin Scott, the under, is down 30 units. James Capers, the under, is down 32 units. So keep an eye on that. Maybe it drops a little bit. You can get a better number. But the Rockets, Wizards did have a little bit to the over there. Now here's an under that I really love. This might be my favorite under of the night. Blazers Thunder. Love this game, guys. 8 o'clock spot. Seeing a ton of sharp action on this under. It's a little public, but it's not one of your most heavily bet games of the night. And it's seriously, seriously sharp. So lower ticket count as of now. I think it's going to tick up. It's a primetime game. But this game opened at 222.5 total. It's down to 221.5. And this is our get ready, divisional unders that fall. This is our tried and true number one system for me. I love this spot. So you have your divisional unders that fall at least 1 point. It's 55%, almost 56% since 2005. 6-3 this year. We've cashed a lot on this spot. This is also, divisional under the drop, obviously, but also a tired under spot. So if you take a look, you know, these two teams, they last played the 28th. So it's not a back-to-back, but again, somewhat short rest. Blazers have been playing pretty good D. OKC is actually playing really good D. They're only giving up about 100 points a game. But that's a real sharp spot under, and those two unders last night, this is the same sort of system here. I do think 221.5, I think it's going to fall even further, so I'd consider jumping on the 221.5. I was able to get that before the podcast started. So if you can get that, the hook on the 221, wise guy under, Blazers Thunder, 221.5. Another sharp underplay, Hornets Kings. I think my new thing is staying up late, sweating these West Coast unders. It's rough on the East Coast, but I usually stay up late to write the newsletter anyway. Shameless plug, sign up for the newsletter, vsin.com/newsletter. It's free. You'll get all these updates. But Hornets Kings, total open at 224. It's down to 223. I've seen sharps hit that under. That's a contrarian under with reverse line movement. So public's on the over, yet it's falling. We were able to cash Hornets under last night. Sharps hit the under 224 in this one. So kind of right when it opened, they hit it. And then again, this is kind of your tired spot where Hornets cashed that under last night. A couple nights ago. I keep confusing the Hornets with Memphis. They're like the same team in my eyes. But yeah, Kings, Charlotte, contrarian under, reverse line movement. And if you take a look, you did have, I think you had some under refs there. Nothing crazy with refs, but a sharp under regardless. Hornets, Kings, get the hook to 223.5. Really like that one. Clippers, Jazz. Now, this one is going to be a bit of a conundrum because I love this Jazz game. I was so excited to talk about this Jazz game with you guys. This was really the sharpest play on the board. And it was Jazz. They opened at a -1.5 favorite. The Clippers were getting like 75% of bets. Everyone's saying, damn, give me those plus points with the Clippers. Kawhi, great team, looking great so far. But Jazz went from -1 to -2.5, even -3. So I locked in the Jazz early, -2.5. And then I got lucky here. I feel bad because I wish you did the podcast earlier so I could have highlighted this. But then Kawhi Leonard was ruled out. That changed everything. So now the game is all the way up to -6, -6.5. To me, this becomes a layoff play. If anything, you had some buyback here on the Clippers getting 6.5 without Kawhi. You do have some bunch of road refs here too. Barnacki, he's -65 units home team. Richardson, -58. Tiven, -40. These are all since 05. I think if you bet Jazz early, just ride that out. If you got anything -1.5, -2.5, -3, even -3.5, you just ride that play out. At this point, I think it becomes a layoff. I'm of the opinion, we'll talk about this a lot in the NBA, because in the NBA you have a lot of guys who are scratched late or sit or rest or whatever. So I am of the opinion of when you see a big star player get scratched or isn't going to play, I would either rock what you have when you already bet it, or I would lay off the game. Just because when those injuries take place, the line moves big, and it's just tough to cap a game with that in mind. Like, the books are kind of telling you, you know, Kawhi is worth 5 points to the spread, 4 points to the spread, based on that movement, you know, 3.5 points, somewhere around there. And I would still like the Jazz because they're contrarian, but I can't recommend taking Jazz -6, -6.5. I mean, again, they could blow out the Clippers and win by 12, but I just think when you chase injury line moves, that's a really dangerous thing. Like, you don't want to say, oh, Kawhi's out, let me pound Jazz -6. Again, they could roll, but I've seen people do that, and it's really a dangerous slippery slope. And it's kind of, I don't want to say a lazy way of betting, but it's just, man, I don't know. I want to cap a game and go off the data with everyone expected to play, and that gives me my strongest edge on a game. Because once you see injuries take place and guys out and Kawhi's out, it just, everything gets screwed up. It's like when a pitcher gets scratched in baseball. So to me, it's a layoff at this point. If anything, I'd actually lean Clippers getting the points because now it's kind of an overreaction. But again, they're a huge public play here. So again, this is a learning example. We have a long season in the NBA. It's going to happen quite a bit. But this is also the importance of being on Twitter. And I know it's tough for a lot of you guys and gals. You know, you're working hard throughout the day, and a lot of you aren't as lucky as me, where I stare at this stuff all day and can jump on these line moves. But again, having these alerts, keeping an eye on injuries, it's really, really important. But at this point, to me, it's a layoff. And hopefully, a few of you guys got Jazz early, just because we've been talking about these, contrarian reverse line sharp spots. And then last play of the night, Suns and Warriors. Seeing a sharp under here, guys. This is another under value play. Suns Warriors, it's your last game of the night. It's a 10:30 p.m. Eastern time game. Heavy, heavy betting on the over. Public sees the Warriors. They still see this high scoring team. Now, this isn't a cut and dry under. This, to me, this is more of a value under. It opened at, depending on the book, it opened at around 229.5, and it's fallen half point. So it's not a huge line move, but it's fallen about a half point down. And I saw sharps really get down on the under 229.5. So again, it's not a clear, 229.5 down to 227.5, like a lot of these, unders that we've been cashing on. But to me, it's a high total. And what I look at is, everyone and their mother is betting that over, Suns Warriors, and yet the bookster actually dropped it a half point. So that's interesting to me. I also like the fact that, you know, Golden State's coming off a 134-123 win against New Orleans. That was a game we talked about Golden State having great value there. It was a couple nights ago. So public just sees that, you know, they scored, I'm bad at math, what's that, 157 points their last game, so it's got to go over. But actually, Suns have been a pretty good under team, believe it or not. They're actually 3-1 to the under. They're playing at a slower pace. They lost the last game 96-95. They're actually able to catch with Utah there, which is great. But I like this under here. To me, it's just kind of an inflated high under 229.5. Try to get the hook, 229.5. This is a conference under. Sharps hit the under 229.5. And this is your best ref under game of the night. Curtis Blair is 55% to the under. John Goble is 54% to the under. Nick Bucher is down the middle. He's about 51%. But two really good under refs. Two good reverse line moves that hit the market on the under. Kind of a line freeze RLM play. So Suns Warriors under. Another sharp spot. Now let's flip over to little NHL guys. We'll wrap it up with NHL and a few college football smart money plays. But NHL, reminder, my Point Spread Weekly article is out today in depth about rest versus tired spots. I want to mention again, last night annoyed me. I love that Tampa Bay Lightning play, and they're up 1-0 and then just completely blew it against the freaking goddamn Rangers who suck. Someone pissed me off. But again, it fit our system, so it happens. That's betting. It happens. But the thing that you can always save yourself is bet to risk, not bet to win. We talk about it all the time, but I can't stress it enough. It is so, so, so important because it is going to save you on nights like last night. You know, Tampa Bay was around minus 210. Again, we didn't lay $210 to win 100. We laid our regular unit size on Tampa. Yes, you know, if they won the game, I wish they did, but if they had won, we'd only win about a half unit. But here's the key. They lost. Losses happen. And instead of losing 2.1 units, you only lost one unit, like any other bet you would make. So again, always bet to risk, not bet to win. I think it's the most important in hockey because hockey is a big favorite sport. You guys probably sometimes listen to the podcast, you say, you know, Josh, you're a contrarian guy. You bet all dogs. You know, hockey is, it's bizarro land. The world's upside down. You're betting all these favorites. It's because I'm not stubborn contrarian. You know, in a way, I am a stubborn contrarian, actually. But basically, I know the landscape is different in hockey. And I know it's geared toward favorites. It's just a different sport. It's low bet. And really, there's no contrarian value because it's not a public sport. It's a sharp sport where, you know, a lot of Canadian guys, Europeans, you know, guys with an edge, they're betting hockey. So as a result, you know, there's no public to fade. But with that being said, again, you know, on the podcast, we're going to highlight a lot of sharp favorites and just make sure you always bet to risk, not bet to win. Important in all sports, but especially a money line favorite sport like hockey. So first one that caught my eye, my favorite play of the night is the Columbus Blue Jackets. CBJ, baby. CBJ opened around minus 124, around minus 130, a little bit higher. And you've seen this line go up all the way to minus 150. They're at home. They're playing Edmonton Oilers. It's a 7:30 p.m. game. But this is our rested off a loss versus a tired team system. It's 15-7 this year. Tired versus rest. This tired rest system is 21-8 so far, which is awesome. This is our Canucks game a few days ago, which was a huge cash. Rested versus tired non-division. That's 6-1 this year. So this is a good spot to back CBJ. If you look, Edmonton's got a great record, 8-4-1. CBJ is only 5-4-2. But Columbus last played on the 26th, which was Saturday. Edmonton Oilers played last night. So Edmonton is tired. They're off a loss to Detroit. I wish they're off a win because you got that motivational factor. But Columbus, rest, off a win. And then the key here with these rested, tired spots is that you also have the line movement. Because, again, low bet sport, I want sharps to be on CBJ, maybe for a completely different reason. They just like the matchup or head-to-head or whatever it may be. So rest versus tired Columbus, laying around a minus 145. Really digging that spot. Another one that caught my eye was the St. Louis Blues. Kind of a high number here. They're around minus 175, minus 180. But this would be another back-to-back, fade a back-to-back tired team spot. They're at home against the Minnesota Wild. The Wild played last night. They lost 6-3 against Dallas. St. Louis is coming off 3 days of rest. They last played on Sunday. So rest versus tired, St. Louis, favorite at home. You've seen this line move about 10 cents towards St. Louis and fading that back-to-back spot. That's a sharp play as well. So those are my top two plays. Now, I had a couple other leans. So a lean for me was the Devils tonight. Obviously, Tampa Bay, were on them last night, and they sucked for us, completely blew it. And again, you never want to bet against a team the next night just because you're pissed off because they lost for you. So don't do it because of that. But New Jersey does have a rest advantage. New Jersey last played on the 25th, so they haven't played in a hot minute here. They haven't played since Friday. Tampa played last night. You also have a big line move to the Devils. They're a dog, but you've seen this line move from Tampa minus 145 down to minus 120. So big move to the Devils, plus 130 down to almost even money, plus 110, plus 105 some books. So if you're looking for another play to sweat, not your top play of the night, but I think Devils have a lot of value. Line movement, rest versus tired. McElhinney is their backup goalie, Tampa Bay. I don't have Vasilevsky. So that's a sharp play as well. And then a couple other ones. I was looking at Florida. Florida's on the road against Colorado. This line opened at Colorado, minus 140. It's down to minus 126. Florida isn't a favorite, but they're a road team, which we do like. Florida also, actually not a rest advantage. Rest advantage would actually be Colorado here, so you may want to tread lightly. Colorado last played the 26th. Florida last played the 28th. So it's not a back-to-back, but again, if you're going to lay off one, this is it. But still, line movement to Florida. I've seen sharps hit Florida, causing that line to fall. A couple injuries for Colorado. They have Landeskog and Mikko Rantanen are both out, two of their best players. So injuries, line movement does benefit Florida if you're looking to sweat a play. Then last one of the night was the LA Kings. Seen some sharp action on them. Open at Vancouver, minus 126 down to minus 115, minus 120. Seen sharps hit the Kings, cause that line to fall. And this would be a little rest advantage. Kings last played 27th on Sunday. Vancouver played the 28th, so it's not a back-to-back, but do have some sharp movement there toward the Kings. But if you're going to bet two games tonight, if you're going to bet one game, it's CBJ. St. Louis is your number two. And then a couple leans there with Devils, Florida, and LA Kings. Let's flip over to college football, guys. A couple of college football games I want to hit on. Biggest one, Georgia, Florida. This one is crazy. Most heavily bet game of the weekend. It's a 3:30 game. It's just going to be massive amount of bets. It's technically a neutral site, but it's played at the Jacksonville Jaguars Stadium. You know, it's in-state for Florida, so you would think Florida would have an advantage there. But this is really about as pro versus Joe as you're ever going to see. Now, Georgia's 6-1, they're ranked 8th overall. Florida's 7-1, they're ranked 6th overall. Right off the bat, Georgia opened as a 3.5-point favorite. So Georgia, you know, they're 6-1, Florida's 7-1, so Florida technically has a better record. Florida is ranked higher. Now, why did Georgia open as a 3.5-point favorite when the game is in Florida? So right off the bat, public says, give me Florida, better record, higher ranking, quote-unquote at home, even though not really, and open at 3.5, and Georgia's all the way up to 6.5. So this is a huge line move here to Georgia. Sharps have been pounding Georgia. If you take a look, you know, they've been hitting Georgia 3.5, 4. Those are really the spots they've been hitting it. I mean, it's tough to lay a 6.5 at this point. It's moved a ton. I do know some sharp guys who bought back on Florida at 6.5. But this is really, really a sharp play on Georgia. The other thing is, you know, even if you're not getting a great number here, you can look at historically, we talk about this all the time, but two ranked teams going head-to-head. The favorite is 13-8 ATS. That's 62% this year. Since 05, they're 57%. So that's another sharp spot with Georgia. SMU-Memphis is your second most heavily bet game. SMU's 8-0. It's a 7:30 primetime game. And Memphis is 7-1. They're ranked 24th. It's open again. The kind of the worst record and the higher as in the worst ranked team, Memphis. Memphis open as a 3-point home favorite. They're all the way up to 6. Bets are about even, but sharps are on Memphis here, guys. Moving that line. Big injury is Reggie Roberson, star wide receiver SMU. He's questionable, but it looks like with this line movement, you know, sharps think he's not going to play, or if he is, he's going to be hobbled. So that was another game that caught my eye. Michigan is a really interesting one. It's your most heavily bet, it's your most lopsided bet game of the day. Michigan, again, coming off that huge win for us. We had him against Notre Dame in that contrarian spot at home at practically a pick 'em. curb stomp Notre Dame, which was awesome. I was at a Halloween party, and I was going nuts on that one. Me and my girlfriend dressed up as sharks, which is hilarious. I wish we were Wolverines. But Michigan, they're getting like 9 out of 10 bets. Crazy. They moved from big number here. They moved from about minus 18.5 up to minus 21. So laying a 20.5, this one's tough for me because it's most lopsided. You can say Maryland has a lot of value inflated and on the key number. But and you've seen some buyback here, Maryland at 21.5, 21. But that early Michigan, anything below 20.5, that was a big Michigan play in that one. A couple other games just want to hit on with you guys. And remember, join us on the Lombardi line on the weekend. We'll run through all these. But one was UCLA. They're at home against Colorado. They went from minus 4.5 to minus 6.5. So sharps are digging UCLA, laying the points in that one. Kansas State against Kansas. Seen a sharp underplay here. Open at around 56. It's down to 55. This is a windy, sharp under spot. The other one I was looking at was, Florida International. They went from minus 15 to minus 17 against Old Dominion. It's a really low bet game, so sharps like Florida National in a blowout. Troy went from a pick'em to minus 1 against Coastal. Another low bet game, so it's only sharps betting Troy there. Maybe a money line play even at that point. Fresno State, they're again playing Hawaii. This is a midnight start kickoff, and you've seen this line fall from Fresno plus 3 down to plus 2, plus 1.5. So Fresno getting points, although it's always scary in Hawaii. Crazy things happen there. But Fresno is pretty sharp. Northern Illinois, another sharp play. You have opening at Central Michigan minus 2. Line is flipped to Northern Illinois minus 1, minus 1.5 even. So Northern Illinois is a sharp spot. Miami, Florida, they're playing against Florida State. You've seen this line fall from Florida State minus 4.5 down to 3.5. So Miami, Florida getting the points there. Miami, Florida, it's like, I bet them as a favorite, they never cover. I bet them as a dog, seems like they always cover. So undervalued spot there, Miami, Florida. Houston against Central Florida, another low bet game, but heavy betting to the over. Seen that over go from 70 to 72. And then another gross one here, but if you look at New Mexico, they are on the road against Nevada. They've gone from plus 6.5, plus 5, plus 4.5, down to plus 3.5. So depending on different openers across the market, we've seen that move to New Mexico there, which is really interesting. We'll be back at it tomorrow, guys. Man, another podcast in the books. Thank you all for tuning in. Tomorrow we got a big day. We got two college football games. Remember, that big windy under in App State tomorrow. Seen sharps crush that under. Get anything, 45 or higher. That Thursday night under trend as well. We also have West Virginia Baylor, so we'll talk about that. Tomorrow we have three NBA games. Kind of like those light slate nights like last night in the NBA. Makes capping way easier. NHL, we only have two games. So we'll talk about those. And no more baseball. This is the last baseball game tonight of the year. And bearing the lead, we got San Fran, Arizona. So we'll hit on that. Really, really lopsided game of San Fran. If you hit San Fran early, you're feeling pretty good. 8, 8.5, 9, 9.5. Now it's up to 10. Gets a 10.5. I think you'll see some buyback there, Arizona. But again, we'll be back at it tomorrow, guys. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. Means a lot to me. Keep those emails coming. josh@vsin.com. Love hearing from you guys. Keep giving me your feedback. We're getting sharper every day, guys. The goal is to get 0.01% sharper every single day and continue to read the market, make smart bets, do everything we can to continue to stack winning days. That is the goal. And remember, whether you are up plus 0.1 units, half a unit, 1 unit, 2 units, 10 units, 5 units, doesn't matter. Our goal is to stack winning days and make smart bets. It's tough. We're a dying breed. We are the grinders of the sports betting community. But we know betting's hard, but we know that we can win, and we will win if we're smart, disciplined, and if we stay against the public, with the house, with the sharps, bankroll management, discipline, fearless. That's the key. So as always, hit me up if you need anything, guys, at josh_insights on Twitter. And remember, I have a book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. If you're interested in learning more about how to go contrarian, how to identify sharp action, especially if you're new to betting. To me, if you're new to betting, you got to get this book because, Obviously, I'm biased. I wrote it, and I want you guys all to read it. I'm proud of it. But seriously, when I got into betting, if I had read this at the beginning, it just would have really, really helped me and increased my learning curve. And had a great email yesterday. A guy just said, man, I never knew bet to risk versus bet to win. That's really saved my life. It's made a huge difference. So just little things like that, definitely worth it. So you can find the Everything Guide to Sports Betting on Amazon as well as Barnes & Noble. But we'll be back at it tomorrow, guys. Thank you all. Good luck. Cash your plays, and I'll see you at the window. Take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.